In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. Tonight we will continue our program approaches about the essential foundation of evangelism. Last time we discussed few points about the importance of the gospel and the importance of understanding people who we are going to preach to. And also we focused on many types of people suffering from many things and being busy with other things. So we should again say that many people may be poor, may be sick. Some people may accept death easily. Others reject the idea. We see some people have no need to think much. They do not like to think, especially in religious matters. Others may just trying to find food and shelter, so they are not busy with these heavenly things. Many people are simply forgotten, worthless, aimless. So all types of people we will face in evangelism. And we should consider all souls as important as our souls and our offsprings. So in preaching, we need at least to sit, listen, and walk where they walk. So we need to spend time with them. We need to live some of their life, to feel their feelings, to touch their pains, to go down to earth, to share their life in a way so we can gain their trust. The important step before preaching the Word of God is to gain the trust of these people before delivering the message of the Lord. Also, we should remind ourselves and others that Christianity is realistic. We are not preaching some philosophical ideas or some heavenly things. No, actually, Christianity is very down to earth. We must be convinced that the Christian faith is always targeting others for the benefit of others. We are not gaining people to increase our number as Christians in the world. No, we are gaining people to Christ for their eternal life, for their benefit, to enjoy life with the Lord here on earth and to gain the kingdom of heaven. Also, its truth has transformed our lives. So we are preaching the Word of God and we are convinced that the Word of God had the full power to change our lives and other lives. So Christianity is real, is realistic, because the power of God is real and the transformation is not a psychological, it's a real change in others' lives. If you study the work of the Lord Himself in the Gospels, you can see clearly that our Lord Jesus Christ dealt with people's needs. In the materialistic point, He gave them the 5 loaves. He was interested in their food. In the spiritual point, He gave them salvation and forgiveness. In the physical matter, the Lord was healing and touching the pains and the wounds and the sickness of many. So God gave them new, better life and promised them with the eternal life. And this is exactly what we do with others. We are helping them in their physical and materialistic life, and also we are helping them to know God, to grow in the Spirit, to catch the kingdom of heaven. How can you witness and explain clearly that Jesus Christ is the right and the only relevant solution? This is an important question in our approach to atheists and non-believers. How can we tell others that our Lord Jesus Christ is the only real solution to their problems and to their death? First of all, we should be involved in their life. We should get nearer to their hearts by sharing their life in many ways. We cannot, you know, speak the Word of God with the poor and leaving them in their poverty, and they cannot eat, they cannot find clean water to drink. So actually this kind of preaching words will not be necessary for their life. We should put this beside this. We should deliver the message of love by giving them their needs and delivering the promise of God also. The second point, we have to be informed of the world around us. We need to be informed about the culture of the country, the habits of the people, the background of their living, and the language. What do they like? What do they hate? So we need to know everything about them. This will help us to introduce the Word of God in a specific way relevant to their life. So it's not easy to just tell the Word of God to people who do not believe in it or who think that this word is far away from their lives. Another important point to focus on the Lord Jesus Christ as the only Savior, the only solution to problems, is to stand as a real example. People see before hear. People need to see the picture of the good Christian, the good man, the perfect one, so they can follow him. Before listening to the sermons or the words or the verses, they need to see the real love, the real touch of a perfect man in their lives. So we preachers or evangelists need to be as perfect as we can in the likeness of our Lord Jesus Christ before speaking out any words. Also, in order to put the Lord Jesus Christ as the only Savior for everybody, we need to be understanding. We need to understand why they reject some ideas, why they cannot accept salvation easily, why they cannot repent easily some of their sins. So we need to understand their suffering, their pain, their problems, their struggle. So being understanding will help them to grow up in the spirit. So again, we need to be involved in their life. We need to be informed of the background. We need to stand as an example in their sight. And also we need to be understanding. Another important point in order to deliver the message of the only Savior, our Lord Jesus Christ, is to be committed to God. We need ourselves to be committed, because people can see this level of commitment. They can see how much you love the Lord in your face, in your attitude, in your preaching. So this kind of commitment helps to deliver the message of love and peace. Another point also, we need to dig hardly for answers to their possible questions. Whatever questions they come up with, we need to have good answers and convincing ones to any kind of question they ask, because people can easily see the difference between one who is really convinced and have the power of logic and conviction, and for those people who just speak some good words and when it comes to question they have no answer. Again, I want to review with you these few points about how to focus on the Lord as the only Savior. We need to be involved in their life. We need to be informed of their background. We need to be an example before them. We need to be understanding their problems and culture. We need to be committed to God. And also we need to dig for answers for their questions. Glory to God. Amen.